ABC Radio Australia.
Now, Peter Taufuatafua isn't alone, of course. Tonga is still facing a weeks-long wait for its undersea fibre optic cable to be repaired. It was severed following the eruption and tsunami, leaving the country without most of its internet and mobile services. The broader picture among communication experts is that the Pacific needs to strengthen its infrastructure following the disaster in Tonga. In the meantime, as Mackenzie Smith reports, satellite internet providers are working to restore communication across the country as best they can.
When internet and phone connections went down across Tonga in the wake of a violent volcanic eruption and tsunami earlier this month, the rest of the world scrambled for solutions. One offer came from Elon Musk with the suggestion that he could help set up satellite connections through his company SpaceX. While the plan doesn't appear to have eventuated, a telecommunications expert based in New Zealand, John Brewer, says it isn't the right solution for Tonga.
It's good for a Western household, or it would be good for a small community in the Pacific. It's not good for 200,000 people. Or 100,000 people. It's completely inappropriate for that.
Mr. Brewer says that's because the Starlink service designed by SpaceX is for consumers and doesn't have the capacity to replace entire networks like in Tonga. Adding to these limitations, Starlink needs terminals to be set up on the ground. Right now, these don't exist in the Pacific. Starlink and Tonga's government didn't respond to Pacific Beat's requests for comment. Over the past week, limited communications have been restored to Tonga by satellite providers Intelsat, SES and Pacific. However, services remain patchy, particularly in the outer islands. John Brewer says the situation in Tonga underscores the need for more Pacific nations to invest in satellite telecommunications infrastructure.
The appropriate way to have resilient communications is to always have a second link. So if you look to the Cook Islands, Vodafone Cook Islands has a cable connection on the Manitoua cable. They also have an O3b satellite terminal. They are balancing their traffic equally across the two connections. If they were to lose their submarine cable connection, a lot of people in the Cooks would not notice. Or if they were to lose their O3b, a lot of people in the Cooks would not notice.
It's not the first time Tonga's vulnerability has been laid bare. In 2019, when a ship dragging an anchor severed the undersea fibre optic cable, the country was left mostly without communications for 2 weeks. Anthea Anambat, a social media expert in Vanuatu, says other countries in the Pacific should also better prepare themselves for potential blackouts.
We need to understand the limitations of the systems that we put in place for internet. So I think at the moment there's a heavy reliance on the submarine cable. But being a Pacific island that exists on the Ring of Fire, I think that the cables can have a limitation, especially during natural disasters like this. We should be thinking about more options on failover systems that allow us to connect probably through satellite.
Ms. Anambat says in Vanuatu, private sector investment in satellite infrastructure has been hampered by its commercial viability. She thinks government subsidies could help incentivize this work.
Funding shouldn't stop us or prevent us from looking at these options. We should be studying them and researching them. When we do have a bit of spare cash within our budget, or if we can save some money, then we can throw that extra funds towards priority systems like this. At least we've done the research, we know what we need. And then it's just a matter of finding out where the money is going to come from to finance it.
Another IT expert in Vanuatu, Ed McGuire, is lobbying the Vanuatu government to sign on to Starlink. He says it's a no-brainer.
Vanuatu have a lot of disasters, cyclones and earthquakes, tsunamis and all types of things going on. So the local providers don't provide an adequate service. You know, you've got tower problems, land disputes with the towers, and they don't have good power and solar, and nothing's really working very well. So I think it would be really, really beneficial for the country and also for tourism.
Anthea Anambat says while Vanuatu has come a long way, in the Pacific, progress is often only seen by the larger islands.
A lot of the times, because our islands are geographically separated by sea, it is very difficult to put extra towers to allow connectivity to go further into the island. So we might be getting cheaper internet, but I believe that it's only the central locations that have access to it.
While Tonga's connection issues are far from over, a former MP, Lord Fusitua, says he's arranging for radio systems as well as food and other critical supplies to be airlifted to outer islands. He says with much of the focus on the main island of Tongatapu, that assistance is sorely needed. And satellite provider Kasifik this week said a government ban on its services in Tonga has been lifted by regulators, paving the way for Kasifik to provide high-speed broadband internet through its satellites over Tonga.
That was Mackenzie Smith reporting there.